Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin Le'ilinishmas Betzalot Tzaviv Ben Moshe Yitzchak. We are about to embark on the tefillah that Yirmiyah gives and utters in front of a huge public audience after he has just very optimistically bought a field at a time when the nation is about to collapse. Aha Hashem Elokim. Oh, Lord God. Aha. Just a statement of being overwhelmed. Hine ato asisa ha-shamayim v'sa'aretz. You created the heavens and the earth. If you think about some of the tefillahs of Yom Kippur, particularly the Avodah, at one point there's just a rundown of everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did since the dawn of time. Because Klal Yisrael is part of the culmination of the great plan of the universe. Not just a pawn in the chess game, but a very important piece in the chess game. And so we always start from the very beginning. With your great strength, with your outstretched hand, lo yipale mimacha kol davar. There is nothing that you cannot do. Everyone knows, and anyone with any honesty has to admit, that there are no limits to the omnipotence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is within reach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Osa chesed la'alofim u'mishalim avon avos. You perform acts of loving kindness to the thousands. Something, as we mentioned earlier in the Aseres HaDibros, earlier in the Torah, Targum Yonasan explains in the Aseres HaDibros that this shows how the zechusim of one single person can stand by thousands of other people and thousands of generations. So you want to say, Maisa Avo Simon Labonim, this is one of the meanings of that. That the great acts of the Avo stand by us even as we move thousands of years beyond that time period. Umeshale Avon Avos, pays back, he compensates the iniquity of the fathers, El Chek Binehem Acharehem, to the sons after them. So the various Mefarshim explain, if the sons continue in the sinful path of their fathers, then they're going to be punished even more severely. Because when you keep on doing the same sins over and over and over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's patience, as it was, his forbearance, his willingness to put up with it, shrinks. And the punishment becomes much more immediate and severe. Now the Ramban says in Sefer Dvarim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews the account and tears up the old one every fourth generation, based on some of the words in the Aseres HaDibros. So eventually you are affected by the sins of your great-grandfathers, but not your great-great-grandfathers, because that's the fourth generation. But that's the Ramban's mathematical calculation. Nevertheless, our actions have consequences. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibor Hashem Tzvako Shemo. The great and mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is his name, Moshe Rabbeinu. Ha'kel ha'gadol ha'gibor v'hano ra. We say it in Shemona Esrei every single day, several times a day. This pasuk does not have the word Nora in it. Moshe Rabbeinu added the word Nora, eventually it became part of old tefillah, but Yirmiyah leaves out the word Nora here, because with the Beis HaMikdash about to be destroyed, says the Me'am Loes, and we know that Hashem is Nora b'mekomo, the idea of God being Nora in the Beis HaMikdash in particular, it seemed inappropriate and empty to mention the word Nora at this stage when the Beis HaMikdash is about to be destroyed. You test God Gedol Ha'itzav Rav Ho'aliliyah. He is great in counsel and mighty in exploit. Asher Einecha Pekuchos Al Kol Darchei B'nei Adam. That your eye is open to all of the ways of man. L'Seis L'Ish Kedracha V'Chifri Ma'alalov. To give each man according to his ways and the fruits of his actions. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, 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 many millions of plans, each individual being important, each individual reaping the fruits of what they do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, as we say, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, directly into the Lev Adam and knows exactly what's going on and keeps track of everything that's going on. God performed ages, signs and wonders in Eretz Yisrael until this very day. Everybody still knows about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're about, as I record this, and possibly as you're listening to it on Pesach, we're about to continue to recite the story of what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. There have been multiple movies. Everybody knows about the Ten Commandments and about what happened on the way out. V'Yisrael uva'adam, in Klal Yisrael, among mankind, v'ta'aseh l'cha shem k'ayom hazeh. And you made a name for yourself as at this day. Belief in the existence of God spreads throughout the world, even if people continually try to deny it, foolishly. And you took your nation, Klal Yisrael, out of the land of Egypt, osos of mosim, and signs and wonders. Here's the morah. And with an outstretched arm, with great terror, you took Klal Yisrael out of Egypt. All of mankind, and the terror, the revelation of the Shekhinah in Egypt, caused awe not only among Klal Yisrael, but among all of the nations. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is a very, very big deal as part of the purpose of creation, and it's mentioned here in Yirmiyahu's Tefillah.